Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, all of my entrepreneurial kittens. Thank you for joining me for the first of the year. We're starting this show off live and ready to go because you as entrepreneurs, you are ready to take your business to the next level. And I am so pleased to have Joy Gertie back in the house. She's our number 113 branding, or I should say 113 branding, brand strategist, social media influencer, speaker, and she has worked in the Hollywood industry. For those, the few of you who may not know this, a lot of you know this, she worked in the Hollywood industry for over 15 years at top companies like the Walt Disney Company, Sony Pictures. She, one of her first movie sets that she worked on, I shouldn't say set, movies that she worked on was Stargate. And welcome, Joey.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. Happy New Year's. Yay to 2016, right?
It is 2016, and I thought it was so cool because you and I, we talked earlier on the phone, and somebody posted on your Facebook that your name, like, upside down spells 2016. Is that cool or what?
That's very cool, yeah. So when you do it in a mirror, I guess it's a mirror image, which I thought was also really great because you really got me into doing my mirror work, my mirror love work, and it's working fabulously. So just another sign. It's just another sign from the universe.
It is. It is. And, you know, there is something. You know, last year I was excited to go into 2015, you know, because the five, you and I were number fives. And, you know, I don't know if people understand what their numbers are, but if they need to know their numbers, they need to contact Jen Duchenne because she's the numerology goddess. But, you know, there is just something exciting about 2016, and I just said, you know, Joey, I got to have you launch this year. And so I thank you for coming on the show and sharing so many generous tips as you always do with the listeners.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm really passionate about the online marketing game right now, Lisa. I did a lot of beta testing in 2015, more so at the end of 2015, and the results have been very impactful and powerful. So this is a drum I'll be drumming very, very loudly out there in the marketplace in regards to how entrepreneur women globally could be using their online marketing to get more visibility and influence.
And people, they need to hear this. You know, because there's different ways of doing online marketing. There's the old way and there's the new way that you're going to be talking about today. Because when, you know, a lot of people think of online marketing that I talk to, and that's why I send them your direction, is they think online marketing is joining all these groups and then taking their ads and spamming the same message in, you know, 20 different groups. Nothing unique, nothing different. They just like, they like vomit in all these groups. And and so, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, please, you know, follow Joey and see how, you know, there's an art to it. There's an art to doing business without, you know, it's there's a difference between doing an elevator pitch social media and a engagement social media. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Yeah, it's really more, Lisa, it's really more about emotionally connect there. And there is different ways of doing it. It is deep, deep tissue branding. And that's why I love it. It's what much like the way to look at it would be more like as if you're putting together a movie, like a block. Let's just say it's a blockbuster. So we're all putting together blockbuster movies out there, right? And when you're on a movie set, there's several different divisions. There's the makeup division, there's the camera division, and there's the lighting division, and it goes on and on and on. But what each division, even though each division has its own expertise, each division is still drumming the same brand drum. which is to make sure that this blockbuster movie hits the theaters with a lot of influence and a lot of visibility out there, and that it becomes the blockbuster that everyone's hoping it's going to become. So the way to look at the online marketing campaigns is to do it from always leading with an expertise but being entertaining at the same time. So, for instance, because you want to be clear out there with people in terms of your influence and letting them know what you do for a living, but you don't want to spam. And it's not just like putting up a billboard on Sunset Boulevard, even though I really enjoy those billboards. But those billboards are just there to entertain us, but they're not necessarily emotionally connecting with us, right? They're just flat. There's just something flat about them. When people are spamming, that's what's happening out there, is that it's just falling flat. And I'm sure it's also translating into their earning power, right? But when you're gaining trust, I would imagine. I mean, I think some people have been given some information, you know, with these big companies out there just saying, you know, it's just a numbers game. And I'm like, it is a numbers game, but it's about emotionally connecting with the marketplace and having them trust, like, and know you first. So you want to be very mindful about the way that you're marketing out there, and you want to have, and I encourage everyone to have fun with this. Don't see this as a drag. I think that some people might be spamming also because you just don't know what you don't know. And also too, they're just like, I don't have time. And what I say to my clients is, if you don't have time to be influential and visible out in the marketplace, then you're saying that you don't want to have time for your business, and you definitely don't want to have time to increase your earning power, because they're absolutely connected and one in the same.
I totally agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll get going. So I'm going to share three ways that people can be emotionally connecting, be entertaining, but still be leaning with their expertise and their company brand messaging, and get out of their own backyard so that they can throw out a wider net out there. And so the first tip or strategy, brand strategy, I want to share with everyone today is to take those dozens and dozens of testimonials. I know people are kind of always like, I don't know what to do with all my testimonials, so they just kind of lay them on their website and they kind of just stay there and get stale. But to take those testimonials, and if you can get permission to take an image of the client that gave you the testimonial, and then create a campaign around these testimonials by putting the testimonial and their face for face recognition onto a branded image that you can be sharing the story out there. And so people know, okay, because what it's really doing is it's drumming in your ideal client. So on a side note, don't take a testimonial that it was with someone that you didn't enjoy working with, or they ended up not being your ideal client, because you want to drum in your ideal client, because we both know it could just take one client to close your doors, literally.
Absolutely.
That almost happened to me last year, in 2015. So
Can I interject really quick here, Joey, and add on?
Yeah.
You know, one of the shows you had on the past, you talked about double and triple dipping, explaining how that when you highlight others, it actually brings the spotlight back on you. Is this tip that you're sharing about when you share a testimonial and bring them in there, isn't that kind of like double dipping? Is that kind of? Or?
Yeah, because you can tag the person, you know, certainly tag the person that, you know, shared mm-hmm. this beautiful testimonial with you out of respect and honor. What it does, too, is it gets you both out of your own backyard. But what I found is that my women entrepreneur clients are reluctant to do this particular strategy because they feel like it's bragging. And what I'm saying is, you worked really hard for that testimonial. As long as it's authentic, it's not bragging. It's a way to lead instead of selling. It's a way to lead out there with your expertise. So you don't have to spam. Instead, you could put a testimonial on a beautiful image that represents your brand. Be fun, be entertaining, right? Everyone wants to be entertained in this world. And then share that out there. And isn't that a beautiful way to honor and respect your clients, to lead with your expertise and tell people what you do for a living, and to do it in a non-sale way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just sitting there thinking about, you know, the testimonials that I've had and how they do sit on my webpage. I do have testimonials on my webpage. And it almost does a disservice for your testimonial people too, because it's just like, okay, they've put the thought, they love working with you, they've put this testimonial, and of course you want permission to take it to the next level and highlight them, because some people may not want it. I mean, you made a good point, you know, make sure that the person's on board to be part of that. So I love that.
Yeah, and it's just a great way to drum your drum and stand solid in your spotlight. And I actually am going to encourage every single person out there listening, or who will be listening in the future to the show, to do this. This exercise helps you to get visibility and the influence out there, right, which translates into sales. But it also helps you to stand in your spotlight. And when we stand in our spotlight, that's when the brand can really take off and soar. It can really, really soar into higher levels. So I want to encourage every woman entrepreneur out there to share at least one testimonial. Please put it on an image, right? Include that person's image if they'll let you. If not, just put the testimonial on an image and share it out there and see what happens. It might feel really uncomfortable at first, because it did for me, but you'll get comfortable with it as time goes on, and it's a great way to sell without selling.
Yeah. What do you say to the entrepreneurs that are only been in business for 1 or 2 years and they haven't even thought of asking for a testimonial? Do you have any tips for someone who has worked with a client that they know is happy, like their feedback from the client is, you know, oh, my God, I love working with you, I'm going to refer you. Is there a certain language or something that how they can ask one of their clients for a testimonial? Because that people are kind of uncomfortable with that, too. I just put
you
on the spot, Joey. Sorry.
Well,
there's not three, but four.
As your influence grows, people are going to do testimonials for you and without you even asking, and they're just going to pop up. Okay, that's the beautiful thing about influence. But beforehand, what I would do, there's two ways I would do it. Is before we were done with our last session, I would ask if they would feel comfortable. And the second thing is, if they didn't feel comfortable in writing it themselves, I was like, could I pen something, send it over to you, and then you make it your own? See, people get caught up in what should I say exactly and how I should say it. So you have to do a little bit of the heavy lifting, but it's worth it, because that testimonial can make all the difference in the world. And here's another little tip, too, that I also encourage my clients is, take one of your testimonials and put it in your email signature that goes out. Your email signature is a Sunset Boulevard billboard. That's what it is. It really is.
Yeah.
And just take it and put it in there. And again, I encourage people to do this exercise, because it might feel uncomfortable at first, but after a while, you'll wear it like a Chanel dress. Like it will. You won't even think twice about it anymore. Won't even think twice, because it's you standing really strongly in your spotlight. And as you and I both know, getting more business and more earning power and more influence, more opportunities, it's fantastic. It's a maker. It could be a real tipping point out there for everyone's business.
Absolutely.
So drop it in, ladies. Drop it in. And you know what? You could always tag Lisa and myself too. Love to see it. Okay,
yes, we would.
So we would. We'd love to see it. Love to see it. So the second tip I wanted to share with the audience was all about, again, today's three tips are all about calling in your ideal client. I just want to share something, that's very authentic for me. Not last year, not 2015, but in 2014, I had been drumming a drum, unaware that I was calling in not necessarily my ideal client. In other words, not qualities that I was looking for in an ideal client, and not knowing it unconsciously. And I had one client that came on board, and the experience was so conflicting for me. In other words, they were disappointed because they thought I was going to do, you know, A through Z, and I was disappointed because every time I tried to get us back in alignment and back on track, things just were very uphill. So much so that I shut my company down. And I shut it down for almost for a year straight. So I share that with you all because when people talk about your ideal client, I just posted about this so you guys can find this post. I do not care about niches. I don't care what cars people drive or what magazines they read. That's absolutely like nonsense to me. What I do care about, though, is I care about qualities in a client. So my ideal client, for instance, is driven, open-minded, willing to learn, passionate, and then I always love the message they're sharing with the world and community. So those are just some of the qualities I'm looking for. If you do not bring in your ideal client, that is how serious it can get. Because you can get so unhappy during the experience that it could either, like myself, I shut down my entire company for a year because I needed to figure, I was like, I got to drum a different drum because this has made me so unhappy, right? And it can also stop the flow of new clients coming in because you're in fear model of you getting that client again. So get really clear about your ideal client out there. And so the second tip is that you want to take imagery with your ideal client or share imagery of your ideal client if you guys aren't in the same state or in the same city or ever in the same room. Like, I'm not in the same room with many of my clients because they don't live in the Bay Area. So you want to take imagery, but when you are, to take a picture with them and to tag them and to talk about the experience you're having working together, if they're open to it, of course, is a really powerful way of selling without selling, quote unquote.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And Lisa, you're a master at this. You do this all the time. Like every time you're out, you're taking pictures with people. Yeah.
I know, but you know what? When you're saying that, my mind is going back to, you know, I have a lot of great pictures that I can recycle. That people,
yeah,
maybe when I went to an event, you know, 6 months ago, and I took like 20 pictures, but, you know, I blogged them all at once, and there's, you know, I'm still having these ongoing great relationships. I'm thinking I need to bring back, you know, those pictures, not all of them, but, you know, one here and there, and retag them and talk about that. That's what I was smiling when you were sharing that. I'm going, oh, I've got lots of pictures.
Yeah, and it's a really organic way of emotionally connecting, respecting, honor your ideal client, and getting out of each other's backyards while you're basically, it's a testimonial. It's a way of saying, this is my ideal client. Other ideal clients out there will see themselves in that image, and that's how they'll recognize, oh, I should work with Joey. Oh, I should work with Lisa. So it seems simple, but it's a really powerful strategy, and it's a really powerful tip. And I do this countlessly. This is what I call my spotlights, right? My spotlights of my ideal clients. I spotlight them because, like I said, I don't always see them. I can't have a picture of them, but I get a picture of them. I ask permission, of course. I get a picture of them, and I talk about them. Again, great way to sell without selling, and great way of showing up for both you and your ideal client in a really beautiful way.
I totally agree with that. Wonderful.
Yeah, and on a side note to that tip, one other thing that I have my clients do is I ask them to take some of that imagery with their ideal clients and also populate their website with those images. So when someone goes there, when they show up there, there's some relatability for them as well.
Totally see that.
So I'm not in my head yes.
I'm like going, okay.
I wonder if some people are going to be surprised that I shut down my company for a year. because I mean, you know me, I'm always asking for feedback, and you know, Lisa and Jen, and actually there's a few tribe members of mine that asked for feedback, and I asked in 2015 at the end there, I was asking people, so what do you think people's impression of me are? And what I was hearing a lot was people were like, oh, she's got it totally together, and nothing fazes her and this and that. And I was just like, okay, I need people to know that I've been incredibly blessed that, and I'm very grateful for it all. I also worked very hard for all that. But with my Hollywood experience and my company and that whole thing. But I also have had my ups and downs, and because I've made these kind of rookie mistakes of not calling my ideal client, I closed down my company for a year. That is a long time to close down a company. But that is how deeply it impacted me emotionally, physically, and spiritually, that I was not sure, Lisa, if I was going to start my company again. I was not sure about that. And it wasn't until I had a few tribe members like yourself, Lisa, and Cheryl Calhoun, and Jen Duchenne, and a few other people come into my life, and it gave me the courage and the support to be like, no, I can do this. But these rookie mistakes need to be gone, because it can really impact on a very deep level. And let me tell you, that client paid me a lot of money. A lot of money. That most people would be like, whoa, like I would take it no matter what. And I said, but do you see what happened? I closed down for a year, so I also lost a lot of money. So it all evens out in the long run.
It's true. You know, when I tell people, you know, because we both have had similar things, but one of the things that I tell people when they call me is I say, you know, it's a discovery call to see if we're the right fit, because we may not be the right fit for each other. Yeah. You know, when you talk to somebody and you get to know them, you find out what their goals and dreams are. And if it's not in alignment with who you are, I have told people, you know, that I can recommend them to somebody else, or I don't think we're the right fit. And I wasn't able to do that. And I took on people that they weren't in alignment with who I was, and then they made me question myself. They were very toxic people, and then they started, you know, telling me like, you know, well, you know, because one of the tools I use in my work is I read cards, and somebody goes, you know, well, that's not Christian. You know, you're not a Christian. That's of the devil. Right. Where did that come from? But that's my old story, Joey, showing up. You know, people, right. Everyone's entitled to feeling what they say and they do, but once again, that is not my ideal client, because they feel about that about me. I'm certainly not going to work with them. They'll go, well, I still want to do hypnosis with you. No, you know, you're telling me I'm connected to, you know, something I'm not. We're not the right fit. And I did work with that person, and it wasn't good. It made me feel bad about myself, And so I'm glad you brought that up there. We have to be true to who we are, because there are millions of people out there, Joey, that, you know, we will work with and we are in line with. And I'm so glad that you were so open and shared that today. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Richard Branson, he quotes that there'll always be another business bus that comes by. Right.
Yeah.
But there's always another. There's just always going to be that. But you have to keep it open. And if you're getting all stuck and conflicting and this and that, it will really, really clog up your business. So,
absolutely.
So the third online marketing tip or strategy I wanted to share with everyone is you got to give real value. And what I mean real value is that. When I share things like I have an online marketing campaign going on right now, and I do my campaigns in 3-week cycles, by the way, so I just want to share that with everyone out there. I found that 3-week cycles work really well. I found when I try to do a fourth week that it kind of exhausts me, and it's not that I don't have a fourth week going, but I start a new campaign. So I sit down and I do, in one day I lay out my whole 3 weeks, and then I upload it and I get ready. But I want to give real value. And so one of my campaigning I'm working on that I'm sharing right now is it's your birthright to stand in your spotlight. And I feel very, very strongly about this. It's your birthright. It has nothing to do with your last name. It has nothing to do with your bank account or what you do for a living. It's literally your birthright. But I could just share that. But with the share, I'm sharing content with real value that's backing it up in some way or another, whether it's a past radio show I was on, or it's an article that I've written for Huffington Post, or it's a blog post that I wrote about how I broke into Hollywood and to the Hollywood entertainment industry. And to give people real value to back it up so that we're not just sharing just philosophies, because philosophies are great. I mean, I'm totally into philosophy, but philosophy doesn't turn into business. It's not enough tangible behind a philosophy. So I'm sharing, I'm campaigning about your birthright because that is a big heartbeat to my brand, but I'm backing up with an actual tangible people can learn from, a tip, an article, a radio show, which is great, right? Because then I tag Lisa Lamont, right? And then so it gets her even more exposure and myself more exposure, again, getting back in our, out of our own backyards. And it doesn't matter if I wrote the blog 2 years ago. I still use blogs from back then that make sense with what I'm campaigning, I'm marketing for right now.
You know, and that's good advice to share because, you know, I wrote a blog 2 or 3 years ago about holiday stress and how to overcome holiday stress going into the holidays. And I use it every year because it's the same thing. You know, holiday stress will show up for us every single year, so that doesn't go away. So we only have about 3 minutes left, Joey, and I want you, one, to share your contact information for how people can reach you. But the other thing that I wanted to share with the people listening is for the people listening who don't want to do their own campaigns, they want to promote their business, but they don't like to promote their campaigns, please share with them that they can hire you. You will do the full meal deal for people who just want to focus only on the business and let you beat their drum.
Yeah, so if they have a book launch, an event coming out, or just want their professional or the business to get more influence and buzz out in the marketplace, I literally opened up a division and I do everything for them. I have a 90-minute conversation with them. I put together a little lookbook. It's very detailed, and I show them a couple of different directions I want to go in. Once they sign off on it, then I go and do everything, including the uploading, et cetera, and they don't have to think about it. They can just sit back and reap in the rewards of people, you know, of the visibility and the influence that comes along with it, whether it's selling more books or getting more people in the seats or getting more clients. So I'm very passionate about it, and so I'm in love with that division. So I do that as well, yes. And they can find me at... they can find me at 113branding.com. And they could also find me online on Facebook. It's Joey Garrity. And then I encourage anyone that's not part of my Facebook group yet, Branding for Professional Businesswomen, to join that as well. We just crossed 6,000 plus members. So I'm very passionate about that group as well.
Whee! Isn't that exciting? Woo. Over 6,000, and it's such a great group of entrepreneurs because everybody supports one another, and that's what visibility is all about, is keeping each other up. Well, Joey, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to having you back. For those of you listening, Joey has committed to coming back next month because I would love to start each month off when she's available to share some tips because I want to help you grow your business too. And Joey is the best person to work with. I just started working with her entering into 2016. And so you're going to see me stepping up my spotlight a bit too. So thank you, Joey. Thank you, everybody,
thank you,
for
Lisa.
Joining. And we will be back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com.